Do you ever get the feeling that these days your decisions aren't really your own? With social media and the internet, there are so many different influences in our lives at all times. So many things to pay attention to. That makes it hard to tell which ones are right and which ones are wrong, and which things are being shown to you for a reason. This phenomenon is probably what was responsible for the story I'm about to tell you. I was new in town and didn't really know anyone. I worked remotely and barely had any opportunities outside of online dating to meet people. One day while I was taking a little break from work, I came across a group on Facebook that sounded very interesting to me. It was a local group of photographers in my city that would regularly meet up and check out abandoned places to take pictures of. When I saw it, I had just recently talked to a friend about wanting to do something like that, so it was almost suspicious how relevant it was to me. Either way, though, I checked out the group and eventually ended up joining. Over the coming weeks, I started meeting up with the group fairly regularly, and went into several places across the city. As the Halloween season approached, the topic of an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese outside of town continued to come up in conversation. One of the other group members had heard about it through the grapevine, and she thought it would be a perfect place to go explore on Halloween night. This activity seemed a little sketch to me, but everyone else in the group was all about it, and being new in town, I didn't really have much choice. So on Halloween night, four of us headed out there. When the GPS led us up to it, I immediately got worried. Normally Chuck E. Cheese's are in these big outdoor mall areas with tons of lights and stuff, but this one was pretty much out in the middle of nowhere. It was just right off the side of the road in front of a massive forest. It was really run down too. The sign at the front was falling off and several of the windows were boarded up. One around the side of the building was even loose enough to the point where we were able to pull it off. Then the four of us snuck into the window and began to explore the building. We first entered into a large empty dining area, with a couple of the old fixtures still in place. At the middle of the room they had the traditional old stage, just like all of them used to have, and it even still had a curtain up. So of course the first thing I did was walk over to it and check behind it, to make sure there weren't still any creepy animatronics in there. Then the four of us headed to the hallway in the back, which led to a little office. Once we got inside, things started to get pretty strange. It seemed operational still. There was a computer hooked up with papers and documents strewn about all over the place, too. I found the password on a sticky note and turned on the computer to check out what was on it. On the desktop, there was basically a black screen and just a couple folders. One of them was all about digital marketing and Facebook ads and stuff, which made me think they might be trying to reopen this place. But that was until I came across the next folder, labeled Halloween. Inside the folder were several folders dating back every 10 years. I opened the one labeled 2010 and found photos and information of a group of 20-somethings. Backing out of the folder, I then went into the 2021. And to my horror, found photos of us. It was then when I heard a scream from Daniel, a member of our group, who was still out in the hallway. The three of us turned our flashlights on and ran out, finding that he was no longer in sight. We started yelling his name and began to search deeper down into the hall. At the end of it was a door leading to a repair shop of sorts. And on the other side of it, I heard Daniel screaming and crying, along with these servos and other mechanical motors moving about. We tried to open the door, but it was locked and wouldn't budge. We then tried calling for help, but the place got no reception at all. We turned around and ran back to the front of the building, when all of a sudden a chef animatronic with a giant mustache bumbled out of these double doors and grabbed another one of our members, pulling her into the kitchen with him. The remaining two of us, Steven and I, kept running back to the front of the restaurant where the window we had come through was. Only when we got there, we found that it had been secured with these thick bolts. Slowly, we started to hear the curtain open from the other side of the room. Chuck E. Cheese and this horrifying bird animatronic came out from behind the curtain, stepping towards us. We ran as fast as we could back to the hallway and found a storage closet to hide inside. Holding my breath, I turned on my flashlight and looked around for something in the closet I could use as a weapon. I aimed it at the ground and noticed that the carpeting wasn't attached. We lifted it up and found a hatch underneath. It had the face of this creepy bear with a little top hat on. We pulled up the hatch and opened it to a stairway leading down into the darkness. And at that moment, the animatronics began pounding on the outside of the door.